Go first. Danny, how's it feel to be back here?
That's great, you know, and don't want to get emotional, but this is where it starts. I'm very grateful. God, I can't believe I'm doing this, but grateful for Paul Amadio giving me a chance. Shouldn't be this way, but then just seeing ex-players, people that were around the program, seeing what this has become, you know. There's a lot of great players here. Great coaches with me, you know. Schoonover, Rimblack. So, you know, just I think grateful, thankful for the opportunity. Had a lot of help, you know. I tell everybody that Michael Schwartz, when he upped our scholarships from 8 to 13, kind of got the league to go for that. They built that indoor building, and that just kind of changed the whole, you know, opportunity, I think, to kind of make this what it's become. And, you know, and I tell all these, the guys that played for me, that, you know, they gave me an opportunity to get a job like, you know, like I have now. And so just kind of freaky that we got a chance to come back and play these two games. It was just the ACC kind of changed our schedule, and then we ended up having a bye weekend last weekend. I couldn't get anybody to play. So I begged Chris Sabo, who I coached at Michigan, to play on Monday, knowing that, you know, I didn't realize at the time that the MAC was playing four games again. So, I mean, that kind of wasn't fair to Akron to do that. And then I know these guys had four, and now they're going to, you know, go try to win some games this weekend to get into the MAC tournament. So just, you know, thankful both coaches, you know, made it happen. And but just it's great to be back, you know, just see all the people that, you know, not many left that were around the program when I was here, but, you know, still just thankful and grateful for the opportunity to come back and play again here.
What kind of happened here that set you up as you look back now?
I honestly think it's, you know, well, first of all, I had a great assistant. Rimblack was just a great assistant for me. Schoonover, unreal pitching coach, you know, basically a sandlot coach that came over here and just did a tremendous job with our pitching staff. And I would say, well, I mean, we recruited at a high level, but I can't say it enough. Michael Schwartz, when he changed the scholarships from 8 in the Mid-American Conference to 13, that put us on par with the Big Ten. And then it just became, you know, how hard and aggressive could we be in recruiting? And we ended up getting some good kids in here to play, developed them, and kind of made them believe that, you know, Kent State could be good in baseball. And that's kind of what happened. And then, you know, Rimblack continued it. And Strickland, you know, continued it. And, you know, I take as much pride. So my first two catchers here were Beals and Strickland. And they're both prominent head coaches, one in the Big Ten, one in the SEC. Strick, too much rivalry there for me now. But, you know, two Athens County guys, and how ironic is that? But, you know, I take a lot of pride that those guys played here and were great players. And then, you know, and now they're getting coaching opportunities. So, you know, and I pay attention. I always pay attention to, you know, Kent State played at Miami of Ohio, but, you know, there was just a lot of work on the coaching side, you know, here at Kent. And you know, the experience I got here has helped me tremendously, you know, once I got to Tech.
I mean, a lot of coaches that have gone on to do what you've done. Maybe wouldn't have a, you know, obviously you remember, but yet it seems like you've kept real close tabs and you've obviously not forgotten much about what happened here.
No, I mean, you know, Jeff said it here earlier. I have the picture in my basement of me and jumping in the pile here on a you know, on a great Mid-American Conference championship win that put us in the NCAA tournament. And those are just great memories. And I think there was guys here tonight that were in those pictures. Then it's funny, so, you know, Pat Rollins was here, Joel Shadler, Tony Guichardo, and so Pat Rollins was, you know, kind of telling some funny stories really before the game, and kind of saying how much I made him run one time when maybe he'd been out a little too late or something, but, you know, so just stuff like that that just keeps, you know, kind of stays with you your whole life, really, so... you know, but those are just, you know, they're special guys. And then just kind of see what happens to them after baseball, you know. We were fortunate. We had some guys that played here and made it to the major leagues. But, you know, most of these guys are, you know, working stiffs like everybody else. So just kind of see how they've turned out, kids and families and things like that's great.
Did you give a lot of thought about coming back here until it actually happened? I know you're in the middle of the season and a million things are going on. But did it just kind of, oh, it's Tuesday and we're at camp type of thing?
Honestly, we wanted to play. Yeah, that's a hint right there. We wanted to play well, and we hadn't played for a while. And I'm grateful that we got the chance to play. We needed to play well, honestly, heading into Pitt and that kind of thing. You know, we played pretty good these two nights, and hopefully we go to Pitt with, you know, a lot of confidence. But, you know, my wife's family kind of lives up here. I mean, this is I got to kind of give her some props. It's kind of funny. So the scoreboard is the same scoreboard. She sold all the advertising for that scoreboard because she was the sports marketing person.
Wow.
And literally before, kind of before I had taken the job at Georgia Tech, she had been offered a sports marketing position at the University of Florida. Then the Georgia Tech job opens, and I pretty much knew I was going to get it. And I kid everybody, so I flew back in here. And I kind of said it like this. I said, well, we had a come to Jesus meeting that if she goes to Florida and I go to Georgia Tech, this is probably not going to work out. And rest is history. So she decided to stay here for that year. And I basically left because I got hired in kind of Thanksgiving, December. So I left and went to Atlanta. She came down a few times during the season and then we ended up going to the College World Series, played for the national championship and lost, unfortunately. And then we got married that year in September. So just, you know, it's just, you know, I just say it like this, that the man upstairs works in mysterious ways sometimes, but he always has the plan before everybody else. And, you know, maybe that was kind of the plan all along. But it gave me pride when I looked at that scoreboard. And I haven't said anything to her yet either, so I definitely want to say, hey, do you realize that's that scoreboard that you saw, you went out and kind of raised a lot of money to put that scoreboard up here? I'm sure she knows. And then she was saying that Brian Ashbian and Joel Shadler were her interns at one point in time, which I'd forgot about. And so, yeah, I said, you know, it's a great place. I say that all the time that maybe when I came here, you know, a lot of people just had bad images or, you know, just I try to get the right word about Kent State. And I always said it's way better than people get credit for. And I think it's just kind of continued to grow. And, you know, and I'm happy about that, that, you know, we did something that, you know, hopefully made baseball players or people want to come to Kent and gave them something to celebrate.
Just a couple questions about the game and kind of moving forward. You know, Parada left there at the end. Any type of update on him?
He's fine. So obviously our guy, you know, missed the pitch. It was supposed to be a slider, threw a fastball. So it hit off his glove and then just kind of hit him in the shoulder. But he said he was fine. So he's fine. Yeah.
And then, you know, Chance Huff, you know, we talked yesterday and you were excited to kind of get him out here and get him some game work. What did you think of what you were able to see?
I liked what he did tonight. You know, the kid hit the home run off of him. But I thought other than that, that he was pretty much in control through a lot of strikes. And, you know, and I think he'll come out of this game with some confidence.
And you also had, you know, a couple other freshmen pitch in Cameron Hill and Aiden Finitari. You know, Finitari started out the season as a one of the weekend starters. Mm-hmm. He's kind of floated around. What's his role going to be like on this team moving forward?
I think he'll be in our bullpen, but we like all of our freshmen, and I thought Hill really threw the ball good tonight. You know, and you know, those two left-hand hitters in the middle of their order can both hit, and I thought Finitari did a nice job of kind of pitching out of some trouble and threw some better breaking balls. So, you know, I think both those guys will just kind of be in the pen. It's kind of ironic. So I had actually called Sean Casey about his kid when he was in high school, and we just never could get up there to see him, and so we just never really recruited him. So it kind of made me happy when I saw he came to Kent. So then when he pinch hit, one of my coaches over there, he's like, well, he's this for 40 some, but he's got 7 hits, but 3 of them are home runs. And then he hit that, and I go, well, yeah, now he's got 4 out of 8. Yeah. So, you know, and he didn't miss it. I mean, that was a no-doubter.
Anything else, guys?
Anything else? I'm probably, yeah, I'm going to get on that bus. We're going to head to Pittsburgh.